Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Even as this state deals with a spike in coronavirus cases driven by the highly contagious Delta variant, some areas are still struggling to get people vaccinated. One of them is Hampden County in Western Mass. Officials say just over half of Hampden County residents have received at least one vaccine dose, compared to more than 70% of residents statewide. And as WBUR's Paris Alston reports now, the vaccination rate is even lower among Black and Latino residents in the Hampden County seat, Springfield.
As you might know, or you might not know, Springfield is trending in the wrong direction, badly.
That's State Representative Bud Williams, whose district covers part of Springfield. The Black and Latino communities combined make up about two-thirds of the city's population. According to the latest state data, some 38% of Black Springfield residents have had at least one dose of the COVID vaccine, and just 33% of Hispanics. Williams has been trying to change that through his role in the city's Black COVID-19 Coalition, a group he helped organize last April. We met up with him recently at a vaccination site the coalition set up at Springfield Technical Community College. The room was mostly quiet, except for the AC and ceiling fans, and a handful of volunteers. The number of people there to actually get a vaccine? You could count them on one hand.
Some of these sites, we've been doing 15, 20 people, which is great. That's huge. You might not think, compared to 1,800 we used to do on a typical day.
The coalition has offered incentives to try to bring in more people. They've also reached out, holding community vaccination events like barbecues and fish fries on Father's Day and Juneteenth. Williams says lack of access is just one of many reasons people aren't getting shots. There's misinformation, thinking COVID just isn't that big of a deal anymore, and medical mistrust that stems from racism.
The pandemic has really magnified something we have lived with for years and centuries. We just live with it. And now, you know, we're trying to correct it. But it's very difficult. There's so much mistrust that's been there. It's there and it's real.
Williams's group is trying to address those issues, and he says he's optimistic. But there are a lot of people who need to be convinced. Some say they're just waiting for more assurance. In Barrows Park and Central Springfield, children dash back and forth between the sprinklers on a splash pad. Rochelle Smith is here with her two-year-old son, Caden. She's clearly been thinking about the vaccine, but says she isn't ready yet.
I'm just waiting, to be honest, because no one has really had the vaccine for a year yet. So you don't really know what happens after a year. So I'm just waiting until at first is like the first vaccine everybody got. So I'm not sure if like later on in life they're going to have like a second round of vaccine that could have been a little bit more improved and stuff like that.
For now, she says she's wearing her mask indoors and social distancing when it feels appropriate. Under a nearby tree, we meet Wendy Martinez, a home health aide.
W-E-N-D-Y?
I.
I. See, I'm glad I checked. Wendy
and it, yep, yep. And it's only because the Hispanic in me we didn't put a Y in it. I don't know why.
She says her 11-year-old daughter has asthma, and Wendy won't be comfortable getting the shot until her daughter can, too.
My kids, who are under 12, cannot get it. If it's not good enough for her, it's not good enough for me. Because I would love to get vaccinated. I would love to be able to hold my card and say, yep, I'm good. But all I want is more research. I'm looking 2022, January.
Meanwhile, the Delta variant spread is heightening the sense of urgency for epidemiologists, who point to public health data that clearly supports the efficacy and safety of the vaccines. Dr. Sarah Hessler is an infectious disease specialist for Bay State Medical Center and the hospital epidemiologist for Bay State Health out in Springfield.
The best treatment is prevention. The best prevention is vaccines. It's truly the best way to try to end this pandemic.
And Springfield is making progress, even if it's slow. At the Springfield Tech vaccination site, Alberto Nieves and his daughter were among the people trickling in.
My daughter's a high school student, and she's going back. She's remote, and she's a little concerned with what's going on with the new variant spreading, so she feels like it's a lot safer to get it.
And Nieves says his daughter convinced him to get the vaccine as well.
I was always on the fence, but you know, it makes sense to get it because she's going to be around high school kids and she doesn't want to spread it to me. So I figure out we're both coming together and it's a good idea to get it.
And why were you on the fence?
Too much politics and medicine mixing together is not a good idea. That's how I feel about it. Just my opinion, but I think, you know, we have mixed messages out there.
Representative Williams thinks the kind of family dynamic that helps Suede Nieves may be the best way to get the rest of Springfield past those mixed messages.
What we found in our research was that when you go talk to somebody, family member, you know, cousin, friend, they're more apt.
That's what happened with my family. I mean, yeah. My parents got it, I got it, and then one of my brothers was like on the fence, but I was like, it wasn't that bad, I'm fine, and then he went and got it.
We found that. That's the best method.
In the meantime, Williams will keep reaching out. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Paris Alston.